Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could go ahead with your name, please?
My name is Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. How can I help you today?
It's Helen. I think you said Ellen. I'm getting postcards that Archtop is coming into my area, and I haven't seen it set up yet, but it says that you're offering a special that expires September 15, but you're not even here yet. So I'm wondering how that can happen.
All right. So currently we do have a promotion that's going on where you can get $10 off if you sign up with AutoPay and paperless billing.
Mm-hmm.
The cost.
But how would I pay when I don't have the service is my question.
If you're getting the poster, that means that the service would be coming soon to your area. Do you want me to check the in-service date for your location?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, no problem. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
60 Esopus Avenue, Kingston, New York.
You said could you say the street name again, please? Esopus?
Esopus, E-S-O-P-U-S.
All right, so yes, so you can definitely sign up for service now. The in-service date for your location is on October 25th.
But if I'm signing up for it, when do you start billing me?
You get billed on the day that the services are installed.
Okay, so I would start getting billed on October 25.
That is correct.
Okay, so I have another question. Okay, the postcard says free installation, 2-year price guarantee, no contracts. My question would be that is there a penalty if you cancel before the 2 years?
Oh, no, because there are no contracts.
Okay, so because there is another service coming in that's in Saugerties that's offering a lower price than you are for the same amount of gigabytes. So if they happen to come in and they're lower than what I'm paying, I don't want to be charged by you if I cancel.
Yeah, would definitely not be charged.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the equipment, they come with the price. There is no, if you're getting the internet service only, so there wouldn't be any taxes. So if you're thinking about getting the 1 gig fiber internet, which is $69.99 with the discount, that's the price that you'd be paying for up to 2 years.
Okay, and there's no tax on that?
There's no tax on that. That's correct.
Okay. So what do you need what do you need to guarantee that price? Do you need a credit card?
No, we can just definitely sign you up for service now. Once you do sign up with your AutoPay, either you add your checking or savings account, which takes $10 off, or you add your credit or debit card, that takes $5 off.
Okay. So checking account would be...
Wait, what? I would have
off, which.
That is correct.
Which it would be, is that one at $69.99 or would it be $59.99?
It would be $69.99 with the discount.
With the discount. And you would require either, you would be debiting from my checking? Is that how that works?
That is correct.
Okay. I want to write that down because I would have to give you my checking account number then.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't have to do that now. I would do that when the install occurs. Is that the correct understanding?
So if you do sign up for service now, you would
mm-hmm.
add your checking account because we usually recommend that you call before your installation to make sure your auto pay is active because remember, we'd be charging you on the day of installation.
Okay.
So you'd have to have that set up before your installation. So usually
okay.
once you do the sign-up process, we would just add your checking account or savings account, or we would add your debit or credit card on file.
Okay. Well, the debit card is the checking account. So, all right. So what do you need to know from me then?
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and sign up?
Yes.
All right. And you said that you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, correct?
Yes.
And just to confirm, the address is 60 East Opus Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Yes.
Do you rent or own the property?
No, I own the property.
Your utility wires, is it through the air or under the ground?
It's in the air. It's on the pole.
All right. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
You can give me one moment, please. All right. Could you go ahead and spell your first name for me?
H is in Henry, E, L is in Larry, E, N is in Nancy.
Last name?
C-A-U-N-I-T-Z.
So C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, U as in Umbrella, M as in Mike, I as in India, T as in Tango.
No.
Z as...
no, N as in Nancy, I as in Ida, T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra. Not M, N.
Oh, N as in Nancy, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And... could I get an email address to add on file?
Yes, helencornis@gmail.com.
And a primary phone number?
845-594-2261.
All right, I just want to spell your last name again just to make sure that I got it right.
Sure.
So C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, U as in Umbrella, N as in Nancy, I as in
yes.
India, T as in Tango, Z as in Zebra.
That's correct.
Okay. And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Phone.
All right, and just to read you a disclosure for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and just to go over the order, so 1 gig fiber internet, you're not interested in getting the phone service or the extenders?
No.
Your service address is 60 East Opus Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property, your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
It'll require what? What will it require if I refuse a credit check?
If you decide to not do the soft credit check, you would be required to pay the minimal deposit prior to installation.
What's the minimal deposit?
$50.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to do a credit check because my credit card and my debit card and everything was compromised, and I've frozen everything with the credit data companies for a year. So I don't know if you'll be able to do a credit check. I mean, my score is something like 850, but I know you don't have to believe that. you can go ahead and try to do the soft check, but you might get, you know, you might get a however they decline it because of the fact that I've frozen everything, you know, because I had my credit card was stolen, my debit card, you know, there was like every couple months I had to go to the police department, fill out a form.
Wow.
And a report. I had to send it to the credit. I had to send it to the three credit data, TransUnion, whatever the other two are. I had to mail them all, you know, a report. So I don't know. You can try, you know.
Well, if it's frozen, then it would not go through.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can try it because I don't, you know, you said it's a soft check. So I don't
that
know
is
what
correct.
You have to find out. I don't know what that means.
Okay, are you able to go ahead with your social?
063-365532.
Give me a moment, please. Yeah, it's frozen. It's not allowing me.
So what happens with the $50? Do I get it back?
Yeah, so once you do make the minimal deposit of the $50, until you do decide to cancel the service, then we would go ahead and send it out back to you. Or we would put it towards any outstanding balance on the account when you do decide to terminate.
So you can't take the $50 and take it off the first month's bill?
No, it would have to be now.
And you keep the $50 till I cancel?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I know that I have the credit. So I'll have to call the...
If you do have the PIN for... Because we do it through Experian, so if you have the PIN, we will be able to enter the PIN and would be able to see...
I don't know what PIN you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have no idea what PIN you're talking about. I have a debit card here. I have credit cards. I have a checking account. I have a savings account. I'm not going to give you $50 because of the credit being frozen. I've got too much at risk already. Just giving me my credit card over the phone or my debit or my social security.
That's definitely understandable. Yeah. Saying that with the freeze on your credit, usually once it's frozen, they do give you a PIN that you'd be able to put in to see the score.
No, they didn't give me a PIN. They didn't give me a PIN, and I've got a folder here with all three letters from all three companies. So and it's, they didn't give me a PIN. And if I call them to lift it, and then I have to keep remembering who I called to lift it and call them back and all that, it's crazy. You either have to take my credit card and call me back. You know, you can take the debit card. I'm using it every day in a grocery store. I'm using it for bills. You know, I've got a credit card. It has a little, like, $500 on it. So I've got enough good credit that I do not have to give you $50 to hang on to, you know?
Yeah, so, that's definitely understandable. Yeah. So whenever you do get the chance to lift the freeze, because it's just only like 10 seconds that we do need to check.
No,
I
have to call them to lift the freeze, Abigail. I have to get another folder out to call them to lift the freeze and then call them to say put the freeze back on. That's crazy. Spectrum is taking $95 every month, and they aren't having any problem. Roku is taking $15 or $17 every month. Nobody's having a problem. So if that means I don't get Archtop, it means I don't get Archtop. You know, I have good credit. So I can't go through that hoop and then I have to change it again just so that you can run a credit check on me. There's no way. So does that mean that it's canceled then? This whole thing doesn't, you can't do anything else. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it won't push me forward unless the credit check or the $50 deposit.
Okay. All right. So then we don't do business. All right. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
I guess not. You don't want my business. Okay. Bye-bye.